Good morning, everyone, on Audio Boomland. It's Kaz again. And this is February day two, and it's the subject is, what are we all thankful for? That is such a big question because we all have got, as the song by Josh Groban says, we all have got so much to be thankful for. And a lot of people, they just don't realise it. They just don't realise how much there is out there to be grateful for, because life gets in the way, and sometimes I'm guilty of it, you know, because things happen and I don't realise, just I don't think about the things I'm thankful for. So I like a post like this because it makes me think. And the first thing I'm thankful for is, and it's probably, it's something very, very simple. It's also a bit, some might say it's a bit cheesy, but I am thankful for the fact that I woke up today and I am downstairs having a cup of tea or just drinking a cup of tea and about to hop in the shower. And I'm very grateful for that. Very thankful indeed, because there are people out there who don't, who haven't woken up this morning and are not healthy and haven't woken up. And that's the second thing I'm thankful for, my health. I'm thankful that I'm healthy. Okay, I may be visually impaired, I may be blind, but I tell you that what, that doesn't stop me doing anything in life. That's just a little inconvenient. But it certainly doesn't stop me doing anything. It doesn't stop me living a full independent life, and so I'm thankful for my health. I see people who don't have their health. They have lots of health problems. My mum's one of them, although she's, you know, she's older. You know, she doesn't suffer good health, and every day she struggles with bad health. So I'm very grateful that I have my health. Very thankful for my home, which the landlord would quite like me not to have, but never mind, that's a different story. It's warm. It's comfortable. It's mine. It's my somewhere I can go and shut the door and, you know, escape the world. So I'm very, very thankful that I have that nice warm home. And especially in days like nights like last night when it was so windy and stormy and not nice weather at all. And I was thinking of the people out there. And I often do this actually, because there are a lot of people out there who are homeless and don't have nice warm homes, and I do often think of those people on nights like last night, and I think how cold and wet and miserable they must be. And in this day and age, no one should be living on the streets. We should all have warm homes, so I do often think of homeless people. Very thankful for my friends, the people in my life that I don't have a close family. So I'm very, very thankful to my friends who are my family, really, and who listen to me, keep me on the straight and narrow. Listen when things aren't really the way I'd like them to be, and have fun with me and have a good laugh with me and socialise with me. So I'm very glad, very thankful for my friends, and I don't take them for granted because, you know, they are important to me. I'm thankful for my ability to be a volunteer with Samaritans. I get such a lot from doing that. It's very rewarding. It means I can give something back to society. I might not be working full-time at the moment. I may not have a job. But I feel as if I contribute by listening to other people and being a listening ear, just to give them some support. And that is, I think, so valuable. And I really enjoy doing it. And often I get calls that are humbling to me, and I feel humbled by. And it kind of gives me a reality check every now and then when I really need one. So I'm thankful that I'm able to do that, and I'm thankful for the fact that they provide me with transport, because without it, I wouldn't be able to be there for these people, and I do enjoy that. Thankful for music, my love of music, which there's a song to suit every mood, and it helps me through when times are a bit tough. I listen to music. There's sometimes songs that say it all. So I'm very thankful for music. Thankful, very thankful for my iPhone. Or for technology in general, which helps me live my life more freely than I would without it. I don't know how people coped years and years ago, but particularly my phone I use to communicate with people. I use it for shopping, banking. I use it as a GPS system. I use it for tell me what colour things are, to read labels on bottles for me. Without that, I would be lost. I don't know how I would manage without it. So I'm very, very thankful for that. I'm very thankful that I'm able to have an iPhone and use that. And well, all technology really, but particularly my iPhone. And I think I'll probably stop there really. That's quite a long list of things. There are lots of things that I'm thankful for and that we should be thankful for. But that's just a bit of a list. So yeah. And I'm also thankful to Audio Boom, which has given me a lot of food for thought over the years I've had it, and I've met some really amazing and special people through Audio Boom, and so I'm thankful for Audio Boom as well. So there we are, or Audio Boom as it is now, but I still say Audio Boo. So yeah, that's me for day two. I will send this off and I will speak to you all soon.